If you have a bunch of lines between the document and the signatures, people will think that the witness is signing on the lines, on the plain pen line, and not on the content of the document itself. Very important. I have a tefillin in my possession, which is done exactly that way. Then I call Sharavikaya. They have a line and a half of little asterisks. I'll show it to you. Very silly sprout. Because if you look in Tara, on Kumsav's base, of a base on top, he brought a little sheep to Machzamai, left a line and a half blank, was in his puzzle. And then, even if you get a line and a half and fill it in with some kind of dots or lines or drawings, it can still be no good. Now, the Ritva has another interpretation. Come on, you mean to tell me that the guy needs to sign on a meaningless line? He must be signed on the words that are written before the line. The Ritva knows. What it really means is the fact that there's a hefsek, a separation between what your signature and the verbiage on top, the blank line, means. Not even you mean to confirm with the line. That's ridiculous. What it means is, it's a separation between your signature and the text of the document with all those lines. And if the hefsek means your signature does not relate to the lines of the tzuba itself, that's what it means according to the Ritva and the Kuf Sakhov. Now, how do you measure these two lines? Hirchen Shek, if it's no good, says the Gemara, the Kuf Sakhov Gimel, Amud Aleph, watch this. Shnei shitim she'ofu k'sav yidei eidim, v'lo k'sav yidei sofer. My timer, the call of a zayim flav l'gabe tafra ozlo b'zayim. What does that mean? A sofer is a very talented hand. He can write for fixed law. We need not take that into account. The average person who's forging is not going to go to a sofer. So it's a trouble. Therefore, it depends upon a plain person's handwriting, not upon the ksaviyah of a sofer. Okay? That's what it says. Now, today, people have book on the pen. They can write very, very small. So Mordechai says we count the average witness's signature. Fine. Gentlemen, have you ever signed a tzuba in your life? I see five boys in the room. Anyone ever signed a tzuba? Okay, not yet. Sign from the right. You leave any group from the right, someone can put before your signature. Dole Winston borrowed $1 million from me. Right. And it says, you signed it? I borrowed. And it says, on the right, there's no room left. It should be the right, not only the right underneath the text of the document. My comment, it should be on the right. There should be no space at all in between. But even if the document starts here, they can put something on the right, cut it off, and it'll look like a kosher star. So you can't do that. But make sure you always sign on the right side. Not only should it be the right part of the text, there shouldn't even be a right-hand margin. No margin when you sign your name. Not only that, the Tosa says over here, Kuf Sama Kippa Ramatra, Ramatra Shita. The Tosa says, as follows. Tosa says, the proper way to sign, listen carefully, the proper way to sign, the proper way to sign is one under the other. That's the proper way to sign. One under the other. Not one next to the other. Not so good. You know why? Because if we select examples of a humble sign, that's a normal sign and common sign next to each other. There's a little room next. So what I'll do is, I'll put Nathan owes Rabbi Willig a book of knowledge and two signatures. Don't bear for something next to each other. Is there any alternative? You sign on top of one another. That's a toss of a group sign of the base. Ramas Lashita. Okay, give a look later. See what it says. Now, there's a problem. What will happen if I sign one on top of the other? So let's say Dome signs on top and commas on underneath it. I can cut it off and say, Nathan owes me a million commas. There will only be one sentence. Okay? But even a shtar of an erechot is worth think. The answer is as follows. The only time it's worth anything is a kind of an IOU. But I owe you $100, and yes, the name of Noah Winston is already there. So if you did that, the expression that's used, you cause yourself grief. So we feel bad for you, we're not going to pass the star, you cause grief only for yourself. For others, we have to pass it. That's if you sign next to one another. You're on the right, it's kosher. On the left, it's no good. How do you sign your name? Plony Ben Plony. And again, there's no titles. Zero titles. Some say that Ksuba should also have more titles. I gotta tell you a great story. Tonight I'm celebrating my grandson. So I am the father's father. Rabbi Yitzchak Adlerstein from LA is the mother's father. At the wedding of this couple, going back to 1997, Rabbi Peretz Steinberg was an aide on the ksuba. He looks at the ksuba and says, this ksuba is puzzle. The ksuba is puzzle. Why is the ksuba puzzle? A mistake in the name. What happened was that we wrote just names, no titles. So my son was Moshe Ben Mordechai Yitzchak Halevi, is my name. And the Kala was Yitzchak Ait, his name. So his daughter said, you left out a Rav. It's a mistake. And you know what? He's right. In theory, he's right. How do I know? It's the Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says that there's people. One is called Tuvia, one is called Rav Tuvia. And it is a separate the distinction between the two of them. That's what some suggest. Generally speaking, we don't write any titles and give the Rav says. In Ksubis, they're different customs. But those who say you must sign your family name. No one signed the family name on a get. When it comes to Ksuba, Rav Moshe says it's best to sign a family name. And we have testimony from witnesses who put their family name on it. And I give you this move to your right, to the back of those. I can't see you. I just blocked that IP. I can't see not that in common, but they're further back. Now I see one of them. Barely. First of all, right, that's perfect. So let's begin. Who knows the last names of these two gedolim? It's like a Jeopardy question. The last name of the Pachad Yitzchak, not Rav Huzna. The Encyclopedia of Pachad Yitzchak was written in Italy or somewhere around 100 years ago. And the Marami Padua. They both have very long last names. The Paca distance name was Lampertini. Good Italian name. Marami's father was that name. They say most Ashkenazi were descended from him. Was Katzenellenberger.
It's not Nataniel.
Huh?
Nataniel.
You do? Are you descended from him, Nataniel?
No.
They say half of Ashkenazi was supposed to be descended from him. Rabbi Padua. And they have a document. He signed as an aide, mayor, something, what his father name? Katzenellenberger. He's something, not Bertini. So that was a aide that signed their last name, going back hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. When Rav Chaim Isaac got married and Rav Abramsky got married, we have the exubis. And the Adam signed their last names. Probably printed in Chelet Chest at the old crowd yesterday. We also know that Rav Moshe said you should use last names, although I was in many ways Rav Moshe, I don't think he ever insisted on last names from what I could see. Not only that, they say you can put your name plain. Let's see, who do I know? Kalman Ben Harab Shimon?
Clonimus Kalman.
Alpha.
Clonimus
Yosef?
Clonimus Kalman.
Clonimus Kalman Shimon Yosef?
Shimon Mordechai.
Shimon Mordechai, okay. Laufa. You don't write in the Mishpachat Laufa. It's not necessary. That's what it said if you say for Mishpat Haksuba. Teddy did not write the family name. And Rabbi Dushinsky from the Badat in the Haredi said, opposed. No changes. They don't like any changes whatsoever. So Shloim Zalman, because Rabbi Dushinsky objected, put the last name only by the Chosman Kala and not by the Eidim. I have about five reasons not to put the last name even by the Chosman Kala. Which reason I don't do it. What are the reasons? One, how do you spell it? Hard to spell last name. It's hard to spell. You want to make a mistake? Number two. What do you do, Rabbi Osai? A woman's second marriage. What's her family? Her maiden name or her first married name? What do you think?
Whatever she's gone by longer.
Interesting possibility.
Whatever she still goes by.
What?
Whatever she still goes by, if she still uses her married name, then wouldn't that be her name?
Her choice.
If she had children or not. It's too complicated. I can get emotional about this. But another reason I don't have it.
Put both.
Right. You do with adoptive parents. What's the name? Hard enough to know the first name. You put the family name of the adoptive parents. That's why I leave it out completely. I don't get involved in these kinds of shadows. Now, Rav Moshe says it could be a Suba, if he writes, his name is Moshe Ben David. If you just don't put the family name, he's right, Moshe Ben David, Feinstein, you sign that way, good. Moshe Ben David, there can be more than one. You don't know who the aide is, you don't know who the chassid is. Like two Yosef and Shimon in the same town. You put the family name, that's a good Simon. Rav Sternberg writes, most people don't do it. Perhaps the reason is, even if there's two Moshe Ben David in town, they're not both married to Rachel Bat Yaakov. That's a priest. Long shot. Two Moshe Ben David married to Rachel Bat Yaakov. That's almost an impossibility. Almost. Almost. Fine. Who knows what's the word before the Adam sign? It's one word. What's it called?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know what it's called in Chumash? Bila. 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 Bila.
Bila.
They often write the word Na'um at the beginning, which is a very good idea. Because Na'um means, this is what I'm saying. I'm admitting that this is in fact the case. And more than that, you put in the at the beginning, You can't force things on the right side. Very good idea. Okay. What happens? He started there properly. Moshe Ben David. Yes, though.
I don't really understand Rav Sternbach's opinion. He says that the reason why you shouldn't be so concerned is because there are a lot of Moshe Ben David. There's only one Moshe Ben David married to like one Rachel Leah. But isn't the whole point of the shtar to chayev this specific Moshe David? So he could say that it wasn't me. Moshe David is the other guy, Moshe Ben David.
The other guy, Moshe Ben David, married Rachel Bat Yaakov.
Yeah.
He could say that. He could.
Isn't that the whole point, though?
Well. We'll count at the other Moshe Ben David, and we'll find out if he finds somebody else. So it's not going to work, is it? That's Moshe Chal, how this, why it's okay. But the Uber is a good thing, because you can't put anything to the right end of the margins. You put A at the end, it's also good. The Gemara implies, if you write Ploni, but Ploni, you need that right A. If you write this plain Ploni, you must write A. We have a belt and suspenders. Ploni by Ploni with the word A. With the word A. That's how we do it. I had a Shaila. A lady came to me this summer. She's married for 25 years. His witnesses' signatures are fading. They're fading. What should she do? Now the agent's still alive? Yeah. Let him resign. Take a pen, a new pen, maybe a better pen, and sign up if they remember the date. You can fresh their own independent memories. Maybe a lot of something. Again, if they remember, you can bring them a calendar just to refresh their memories. It would be okay. Don't think it's true if the soup itself has to fail a little bit. Fix it up. Fine. So we have that agent, the Kedushin agent, the Tsuba. We like that we call Yichud agent. Designations of these two agents, the Shindikar of Apostle, etc. That can be done on the mic. Reuven and Shimon are aiding Kedushin. And there that can be understood that they are the emissaries of the Chosn to appoint the point the eight. Now, what about eight on the Suva? You're supposed to say Sohu, right? But we count as Stam Kinyan the Tzila Omein, so the Gemara, that's the Hey, so the Basra. So we say it's okay. Rabotai, if you look at the Gemara on that Nun Hey and Manal, the Seventh of Subis, it says, Tzorach Lemluche, Ein Tzorach Lemluche, here goes Tzorach Lemluche, Subis Lemon Hey, not when it comes to a Subis. The Tzai Bezit. Some say this cost to sale is all valid. What do you need that for? The fact that the Rav said it at the behest, or the MC said it at the behest of the chosn, this should be good enough. And Eretz Yisrael had a custom, and the Edek, Silva, Edek, Kush, the same people. He asked for Gemara Brachas. Gemara said the Brachas, since you did a mitzvah with this loaf of bread, Nav and be mitzvah achriti. You should bench on it, wash on it. If you have a pass of an Eruv, Eruv Chaseris, eat it up for Shalosh Shuddis. Once you use it for the bits of Eruv, use it for Shalosh Shuddis as well. That's what it says in some poskim. The Taj Bates said so. However, some said the other way around. Different Eruv, based on a different Gemara. Tosfos, Kedushin of Chavzayin of an Aleph says that there were certain things in the base of the biggest, they were divided into the wealth. Everyone got a piece of the mitzvah. Okay. Fine. Now, we mentioned a while ago, if the person can't read the Ksuba, it may actually be possible. That's what the base of the Poskim suggest. Maybe by Ksuba, you're afraid of the aim to the Zibura. A lot of people say, and I got a positive sufficient vivid, there's room to be somewhat more lenient. You mentioned the answer to Beishmul, the Zibura, since puzzles, if it's not read by the eighth. Okay. Now, if you plot your supa, there's a word there, Svias, Oras, Lonis, the Sultada, the Ham is lately into. There's this girl who agreed to be his wife. Now, the question is, can you write a document like that before they got married? They were lying. I don't know. And the Nachra Shiva says, here's my argument with the RCA Tzuba. My Tzuba is RCA, I'm not happy with it. I mean, I'm happy with my wife, Baruch Hashem, but now it's a Tzuba. It says the first word, Eiv HaKosat Mordechai, etc. Nachra Shiva says, you don't call Chosat to get married to. Many good starts. I'm not a chosin yet. What should it have said? Habacher. I haven't seen the text with the word habacher directly. I only saw in the Mishpat Aksubi, right? If a person wrote with respect to a previously married man, habacher, inappropriate language, kosher is the other heading. But the word habacher is very common nowadays. I didn't see it print in the earlier. Rabosai told me there's a shayla in the Gemara on that Pei Hei Amid Beis. What's called Tuvia and Rav Tuvia. Two different people before the Gemara. So, I guess what Rabbi Adelstein was, and myself was told Rabbi Perez Steinberg, but often a shilt to give over it. If you leave out the title Rav, it's a chashash shinui hashem. It's a shilt to give over, get the face of an aleph. Believe it? We possibly do that anyway. We don't know why. We don't know. We're afraid to embarrass someone who's not a rub. We're afraid they're going to find out who is a rub. They have a gift, we always do that. The exubis of the Hasidic and support, every single time the Chosid's name is mentioned, there's a whole series of titles beforehand. Usually means Mem, Vav, Hey, Resh, Resh. You know what that stands for? Mem, Vav, Hey, Resh, Resh. Moreno, Arab, Rebbe, Chaim. Everybody. This is Moreno, this is Rameno, this is Rav. There's nothing, but I'm all right. Moreno, Arab, Rav. That's how you do it in Chassidus or Medes. I don't know. Nachra Shiva said it should be kept by a ksuba as by a get. The first Nachra Shiva, Simeon Bay's, Sif Ted Zayin. That's why when I do a wedding, no titles. My rabbi put in no titles. My father's also a Muslim. My father also a Muslim. He puts out just a plain thing. That's what I do. No titles. Because if you want to make it, say it's by getting no titles, the house of a ksuba, he put in zero titles. No titles whatsoever. None. No titles. Chaim Erzer was a Masonic institution for many great people. For my Rebbe, for the Stifler, and we copy the Stifler's Tzuba. It says there, Floni, not Floni, no rabbis, no nothing. Zero. You know, there were big people there that way. But the Chaim Erzer just left it all out. Now it's true, and that the Shiva quotes from those who disagree, and they found that the Chaim Erzer, the disciple's wedding, they put in Rebbe, a little race, Reb. Take that back. He left the title back completely. The Rav Yon, the Maril had Reb. No, the word Reb, like Reb Yid, in those circles, once you get married, you're Reb. Used to be Kalman, now it's Reb Kalman. Used to be Mordechai, now it's Reb Mordechai. Who my mad boys in the audience? One day I'll be Reb Dov too, Mr. Shem. So, give you a bro. Yeah. So, Tyler, everyone is mad. Look, Rev, the shul, look, Rev, what do you call the bro? Harav is different. Harav is different. What about Moras? You read Moras? So, we'll put Moras except for the first time. The same idea as with respect to the word Hakotzen. The word Hakotzen should only be put there after the first time, because the first time is not Hakotzen yet. Moras means basically misses. Not a misses yet. Sardin, put it the first time also. First time Hakotzen, the first time Moras. They have a different view. Why don't put in nickname in a Ksugo? I mentioned Rabbi Hilson, Shita, a big pipe. You know, Dr. Greenbaum, Shita, about this. He wants to put a nickname, like by again. So the Nachla Shiva asked this question. The Tivkin, the Kol Ador, said, quote, Be'olam lo shamanu shiyichtavu. Never heard that she write nicknames in a Ksugo. Never. Rabbi Hilson did it anyway. What happens, let's discuss about the nitty-gritty of names right now. If the name is Tanakh, but the Chosin writes it differently, then it isn't the Tanakh. I'll give you two examples. I'm talking from Yishkivat Haaretz Yom. I was able to speak a little bit to Goli Ador, Moreno of Aaron Lichtenstein. How do you think of Aaron spells his first, how many letters?
Four.
Who?
Five.
Five. Another guess?
Four.
The right answer is four. Aleph Hey Reish Nun. If you said common Israeli spelling, you keep always adding Vav, adding in Yuds. What if the person signed his name Aleph Hey Reish Vav Nun? If you ask me, it's a mistake. Mistake? Someone spelled Yaakov with a vav. That's found in how many places? Who knows? Rabbi Chazal. Common? Who wants to guess? This time you're right to them. Five. In five places it says Tanakh Yaakov with a vav. And in five places it has Elio without a vav. And Elio Anavi. Chazal say that it was a mashkin. Five votes taken by Yaakov, taken by Elio, given back by the Beis Hamikdash, and hopeful, five of Chazal. But it's only five. The word Yaakov is not, it hundred times. Just to be spelled without the vote. I have to tell you, I tried to, in closest minute for the dying wife for the Eidah Chavetah today, before anybody signs his name, let's sign a practice signature in front of him on a separate piece of paper. I regret, I did do it once, the Talmud of mine. I said, how do you sign your name? Moshe Ben Chaim. I said, what can go wrong? You know how he spelled Moshe? Is there a Moshe in the room right now? Anyone there Moshe in the room? Nobody. He spelled Moshe Mem Vav Shin He. That's a mistake. But what was I going to do? He said, that's how he signed his name. So I don't want to pass the Ksuba, but I was told in advance, I don't care how you sign it, forget it. Apparently, there are those who disagree. And say, if the majority writes it with a vav, we do that against the Tanakh. Give you one example. Tzipora. I have a granddaughter, Tzipora. How do you spell Tzipora? Anybody know? How many letters?
Four.
How do you spell Tzipora?
Four.
Oh, you said you're very smart. You're right. In Tanakh, it's only four. But everybody spells it with five. Everybody spells it with five, it's a different story, but I don't know, maybe an Eretz or Aaron has always spelled it up too. What happens if it's found in Tanakh, but not as the name of a person? I'm looking right at one man right in front of me whose name is taken from Tanakh, but it's not the name of a person. Who is he? Raise your hand. No. No, how do you spell your name?
Dalad Bees.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't fuck?
No.
That's outside of Tanakh. Most don't spell it with a vav.
Really?
The post can say that you can spell it with a vav because the name Dov in Tanakh is not a name. It means a bear. Or for another example, Rina. Rina. So, I'm making a bar mitzvah tonight, and the Kala's mother's name is Rina. That's for the invitation. Reish Yud Vav Hey. Look at this sitter. I'm going to sit in the share of house. Rina's found three times. Reish Nun Hey. Don't do it Chumash. Let's say it's not a name in Tanakh. This means a song or happiness. Tehillah, Ruchama, Noam. It's all found in Tanakh without a Vav or a Yud, but they're not names. So therefore, once, now there's a lot of writing for the Vav or a Yud. Finally, Rabbi Osai, Pinchas. How many letters in Pinchas? Raise your hand, please.
Four.
How many do I have?
Four.
Another guess, maybe?
Five.
You're looking at the Chumash, you see, it's really pronounced Pinchas. If you're about Kari. Hey, Yud Nun Ches Sama. Yes, it was a Pinchas of Tanakh. You know what it is? I'll give you a hint. Chofni or Pinchas, who were they?
Oh, Eli's sons.
Eli's sons. Are they good guys or bad guys?
Bad. Very bad.
Mediocre.
Why would you want to name his son Pinchas?
Why would you want to name your son Omri in the first place?
Yud. I insist on writing with a Yud. I don't care how the guy spells it. With a Yud.
Rebbe, there are people named Omri and Hagar and...
After that, in a minute.
Nimrod.
Isabel.
Hold on. The first time it was mentioned, and the last time. The Kala's name is mentioned once in between, and the person four times in between. Only their first name, not the father's name, so as to not bless Shiva. What happens if your father's name is not such a great name? So the Gemara Erevin, our payment out from Rashi, they left it out. It's hard to know what's considered ugly and what maybe it's his father. Father is Ogun, it's not Ogun, but we always do it. Comes, I want to refer you, Rabbi Chisai, to the Sefer Mishpat HaTshuva. Don't let these behind you somewhere. Unbelievable. Mishpat HaTshuva, Perek, I believe it's Perek, Yud Gimel.
Which Chilek are we?
It's probably Perek Chilek Bey. Is it behind you?
Yeah.
I did Perik and Dalit. If I also got a face.
Yeah.
See, it's there?
Yeah.
Look at Perik, Yud Dalit, Sif Lamed Ches. I know it's not correct. Read me the heading, the caption heading.
Ina Chloes Shem Ha'im B'Ktuva?
Correct. Read what he says there. Yesh Bisparit Sim. The dog shared God the name of the mother. And we call them quotes, Shivayon Zuchuyot. Egalitarian, is it? The father's name is there, so should the mother's name be there. See there?
No.
He is furious about it. It's an act of reform and shouldn't be done. And I therefore, I'm very, very, very much opposed to this, even though. Strictly, technically speaking, can't answer the puzzle. I was at a wedding where the mother's name was written as well. Rabbi Fina was supposed to read the ksuv. Who's here from the tip? He absolutely refused to read it. He said, just leave it out. Just say, you know, but the father's name. Leave out the bracha that happens with the mother's name. No, he refused to repeat it no matter what. He good of you. I wouldn't have been that strong. I'd be a very strong-minded individual. Because I agree with what should be there. I wouldn't be there. You wouldn't be the mother then. You want me to be the real? I'm not going to be the mother then. You want to pick somebody else. That's would be my response. But he would see one work of it. Out. Possible. He wouldn't do it. In that same chapter he writes there, there was something on the woman to read in silver. Hear that? Woman should read it silver. He is absolutely fire against it. Now you and I know the truth that the whole purpose of reading silver is either that they should know what it says, or to make a half stick between the condition and the steward. Who cares if a man reads or a woman reads? A very great rabbi, who is probably a few feet right now, right behind you, a little bit over her left shoulders, was once said, look, to read it silver. Anyone can read it silver. I think if I'm not mistaken, he used the word, forgive me now, and he said, a monk can read it silver. Why did he say that? He's speaking Gemara Lashon. Maisa Kofi Alma. But there were those who understood he meant to acquaint all women with monkeys. Because they attacked him. That's ridiculous. They don't understand his Sikha school. They don't understand his anything. The Rishonim always use this expression based upon the Gemara. Meanwhile, I try not to use that phrase, we'll say a tape recorder can do it. Or, as Rabbi Feldman, someone says, a robot can do it. A computer can do it. All right, say what you want. But the bottom line is, I would not allow it if I'm inside a condition. Why? Not how many. Once you stop playing with the Minhagim. Now, what about the name of a person who's not a good person? Tanakh. So the father made a mistake by calling him that. But he still may put the name in because the Chosin did nothing wrong. He comes to Abchak Nevsky. You know he does the unit? Who knows?
Change the name.
What do you do?
Change the name?
Changes your name? He changes your name. But the question becomes, how long does it take for the new name to take effect? From both sides, it's the Gemara. The film of a master, I've also said, Kuf Sam Zion of a Bay. The Gemara says, Hubzak, Shemo, Kosha Hubzak, Shmo Beir, Shmo Shemyo. It's good. In 30 days of having this name, 30 days, Shavanar quotes in the Siman Mem Tes, Siv Gimel. And the Ramah has it in Eben Ezer, Simit Kuf Kof Siv Gimel. Okay. Less than 30 days, the Rosh has it shown that it's puzzled. Now he's a puzzle now. Listen to this. He'll be puzzled 30 days from now too. Because it was written in Tzul. If it was written in Tzul, he can't guess amazing. Now it's a concussion later on. That's all the Pische Chopchen Paskin, that's for the Avloy, Yerushalayim. That's according to the Noda Behuda, not called a name. According to the Chasam Sofer, it's not a name, it's a Chashash Ramos. Once 30 days pass, no longer Chashash Ramos, the Ksuga will become kosher. Some want to say that if you change it from a bad name to a good name, the first name was never a name. And we don't need 30 days because he's obviously not going to keep the original name. Rabbi Yoshua had a girl, her name was Izebel. Not from the greatest women in Tanakh.
It's a poetic sounding name.
What can I tell you? Izebel.
It's based on the Hebrew for garbage.
Hello.
Rebbe?
Yeah?
According to the Chasam Sofer, Chassam would agree that the ksuba wouldn't be kosher before 30 days pass, right?
Correct.
So does that mean he thinks they're living like bilas nus before?
That's a good question. So they have aidin. Aidin could last for a short period of time, maybe 30 days. Maybe 30 days. 30 days is okay. And then the ksuba will kick in according to the nus post. Oh. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Interesting. What will happen if you want to change a name? How do you change it? So the Chassam Sofer said you have to change it for Pirsum Godol, a special Mishabera, a Cholim, a super special Mishabera. You make, in order to make a Pirsum Godol. So too they say, if you read the Tzuba in public with a different name, that is a Pirsum Barabim. They get an incredible tzak of the Mishpadek Tzuba. He wrote the name within 30 days, the ksuba is possible. They made a new ksuba. What new ksuba? We found a mistake in the old ksuba. What he wrote in the ksuba? The same as the old ksuba. Sounds ridiculous. First time he wrote, her name was Yizel, we changed it to Chana. When he wrote Chana within 30 days, it was possible. He made a new document with the same name Chana. We found a mistake in the first one. Wasn't in the first one. Chana. Who was Chana? A little bit crazy. That's all we all should ask him. Just say we made a mistake because we wrote early. We would trigger happen. Now, better to write. They changed the name. They changed the name. Fine. Now, if the Aedim remember, they can write a new ksuba, a regular ksuba. Regular ksuba. Why? Because they made a mistake. They had yet discharged their obligation. But if they did, the Gemara says also Aidim Shlichusa. Aidim did what they did already, no longer the shluchim of the husband. They can't sign a second time. They can't sign a second time. If they made a mistake, they never carried out their shlichus. And therefore they can sign a second time. Fine. But in our case, if you write the same date and the same name, it could be it's going to be no good because the original name was possible then. I guess the Pisces culture knows no. Now that we know that it wasn't named, but the new one is written in its name. Therefore, the new one is constant, though the old one is possible. Now, the next question. What if the name changes after the marriage? They were married for a while, and now the name changes. What's the most common case of changing names these days?
Getting sick.
Now that we don't change the air name. His name is Moshe Chaim. Right. You need a new ksuba? So, the Minchas Yitzchak says, if the first name is forgotten, you need a new one. But if they added another name, he says, better to write a new one, but that's not necessary. Hazav Yoshev says, no need for a new ksuba. No need for it. Why? At the time that they wrote the ksuba, it was a completely kosher ksuba. Later on, they added a name. No need to change it. And he goes ballistic. The Sefer Mishpatei Ksuba, he's very upset. He attacks what he calls over the head of the in Sif Aleph, the same, I think, Pergidal Sif Aleph, Sif Aleph, Gidal Aleph. He attacks what he calls, an expression, every quote, Mikabel Matskil, Mikubolim, or he calls it Roe Shemos. They see the names of Tzuba, they say you have problems in life, problems with your marriage, problems with your health, problems with your children, problems with your money. The Tzuba is no good. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. The Tzuba is good, and even though they changed, they got sick, the old Tzuba is considered to be a valid. Now I'm going to give you a huge question for an answer. I told you before I would not allow a ksuba to have the mother's name in addition to the father's name. Give me a case where I need a cut. I'm not into the feminist stuff. I will insist on having the mother's name exclusively. Guess what, Mordechai?
Father's not Jewish?
Father's not Jewish, correct. I have to tell you, when I was in Moscow in January of 1989, there was a very fine young Talmud Chacham who was a Avanti Bal Shuva, teaching Gemara to Talmidim in Moscow. And he was called up to an aliyah, Uri Ben Yosef. So I filled out the ksuba at his wedding. I was going to write, Uri Ben Yosef. No. Please write down, Uri Ben Rachel. Rachel was his mother. Yosef was his mother's father. And he would not mention his non-Jewish father's name. But for an aliyah, I don't embarrass himself. Okay, Uri Ben Yosef, that's the minute. For ksuba, no chachmas. You might have came to Mori Bar Rachel. And the Gemara famous, so you have what you have to do. So too for a son, so too for a daughter. On a simple level, you don't have to worry about a kohen. A daughter of a goy, a Jewish woman, shouldn't be marrying a kohen. But there's no chashash. The minute they see the mother's name in the ksuba, they realize something is amiss. They won't let her marry a kohen. Fine. You know what gets really tricky all the time? You have these questionable conversions. So we do a second conversion called the Gil of the Chumra. You have to make a decision, was the first conversion really good? Just that, but just to throw out the Chumra, was fundamentally not good. Now in a typical Gairus case, as long as there's any suffix Shabbalom, we don't make a brach. Suffix brach of Sahakya. However, when it comes to writing a ksuba, you gotta take a pick. You can't write both, it's either one or the other. Very difficult to choose in these cases. Some want to say you write down Reuven Ben Shimon on the basis of the fact that we assume that Shimon's conversion was good. If a word is good, you have to write down Reuven Ben Avraham Avinu. Or if that's a David. If the mother, take that back, the mother can get the case straight. A man converted, a man is his father converted, a doubtful conversion. Or maybe he himself converted. His father had a doubtful conversion, he had a perfect conversion. The father is good, go by his father's name. The father's no good, then I'm going to meet him. So the father can say, look, you can write the father's name, worst case scenario. It's wrong. What the Paskin that it would pass the tzuma. Would pass the tzuma. That's what he says. That's what he says. Would pass the tzuma. Fine. Why did he say that? He says, mentioned before, that if no avla was done, then the tzuma would take a. I don't understand this fact. If a man is called, a woman is called Izebel. The dog of air was done by her, so you can write down the word Izebel.
I told you
I told you. The Kum Chav Tes to Kum Zayin. There, it's almost the guy himself. But here, his biological son was not his halachic son, if he did, maybe he's going to actually apostle it. He might actually apostle it. I wouldn't agree to this job. What do you do with an adopted child? What do you write with an adopted child? So the quotes from the Sefer Mishnah Halachos, you write down, Ploni ben Ploni Shegidlo. I think Hamagadlo is better. So we say, Reuven ben Shimon Hamagadlo, who adopted it. What do you see that? Shuvas Maimini Mishpotim Simen Lemches. Hamagadlo Yosef is called Beno. Teramon Simen Mebei Simtet Vov. It's a Medrash Rabbah when it comes to Ksuba. Mamash Ksuba. That they called him after the adoptive father. And he says, Yes, he's very, very careful. Very careful. Maybe we should not allow the adoptive father's name there to try to hide the adoption from the child. It could be what we call a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? Chalitza. They'll think this is the real father, and if he dies, so the wife will need a chalitza, but the father does need a chalitza, because it's not the father's real son, it's only an adopted son. We call that problem of chalitza. All kinds of problems will arise in these kinds of circumstances. Therefore, we should try to avoid it at all costs. These are very important halachas, and they are relevant. We should think for a minute, and these things don't come up. They come up all the time. I'm going to end a few more minutes before I stop the shiur. Just a few more minutes, and then we'll stop. What if they wrote the adoptive father's name without Hamagadla? Some say it's puzzle, and some say it's kosher, and some have the compromise. If we know what the biological father's name is, and you wrote the adoptive father's name, that's puzzle. We don't know the adoptive father's name, that's kosher, like you would take from an adoption agency, or the father's a guy, you spell the name. The bottom line is, as Dayan Weiss says, if it's a chashash michshol, we're afraid that it leads to a problem down the road, but you have a discussion. If it's a lie, then you have a puzzle. And there's no need to read the word Hamagatlo publicly. You can leave it out. Ruhe ben shifti ben Hamagatlo. Here's an expression. Bechatz v'sholo, lidroch, shame, ha'av ha'amiti, levay esh es ha'ma'amek. Chas v'sholom, for the man, the name of the natural father, to embarrass the adoptive father, you don't know that he's adopted. He's adopted. Chas v'sholom. He calls him a chazanish in Simon Alice of Kot Lamed, lechasos hakolon ve'ein echreach legalos. To try to cover up the embarrassment, there's no need to expose it. The mission had the Masechta Elios. But he should tell the guy that he's adopted. Kids always adopted because all kinds of problems down the road. 50 years ago, the psychologist said, don't tell him he's adopted. It was a disaster if he'd find out. Then he's 5 years old, they tell him. What if the adoptive parents refused to write Hamagadlo? They refused. Leave out the father's name completely and write the family name. If you leave out the father's name, it'll be a red flag to any rabbi down the road. The fear is, because if you leave out the father's name, they'll say something called a shtuki, unknown parentage. Of course, in some cases, the fact is a shtuki. So I think I told you before, the rabbi knows, I'm there, the rabbi. If one more person knows, you write two different servants. Hamagadlo, and you give it to the ward. You do better than that. You can write the real natural father, if you know it, or Hamagadlo. The chosn gives it to the caliph privately, and the other one, which has to adopt the father's name, without Hamagadlo, that can be done publicly. It implies, if she's nibble on the goy, I told you, she has a goyish boyfriend, the same thing has to be done. What if you don't write down Cohen? Left it out. So before it's a Mishnah, it's kosher. What's the Mishnah? The Vashu Kuf Ayin Beis. It says the two Yosef and Shimon, what do you do? Simon. What do you do? Kohen. It's clear in the Mishnah of Kufa and Beis and Baba Basa, only if there were two Yosef and Shimon, you'd write a Kohen. Otherwise, you wouldn't. Quote in Shulchanor. Ramosa, but again, you have to write a Kohen. You have to. Since it's our custom nowadays, if you didn't put it in, it may actually be possible. For the Levi, also the serious question. In my case, they forgot that he was a lady. Okay? So he writes, he offered change of silver because mother of Yosef Karen's kosher. Kala for sure. He left that father as a lady. So she never called it a Torah, at least where we come from. I told you the case. They had a Talmud of mine just 2 weeks ago. They didn't tell me it was a lady, and when they came to the red first for the silver, said, you called it a Mashul yesterday, the lady. They wrote after what I told you. word lady sat on the margin in between the lines. Zeki, you know I did it, and the Adam signed in the same line. Wasn't not given the Evid, I felt the Chachila, we should put in lady. Now it's interesting on both sides. Rav Moshe writes, if you leave out that the chosn is a lady, it's kosher. Not just the father, even the chosn. And you can't derive from the fact that he didn't write lady that he's not a lady. Because the rabbi didn't rely on the father as a plain Jew or the guy who's a plain Jew. He doesn't know what a lady is. He never goes to shul, never gets an aliyah. My case, how the rabbi heard the ksuba know the lady? He got a aliyah the day before. I still didn't trust him. With a modern American Jew, I don't know how from he was, but his European, more traditional father was there. I asked him, I told him in Yiddish, "Du bist a Kohen?" Trying to trap him. "Are you a Kohen?" "Nein! Ich bin a Leibi." He told me. Obviously, the traditional Jew with that accent, so therefore he wrote a lady. I think I already told you, we don't want a non-tzadei, because according to the many poskim says Ma'aseh Bezdin. And one of the reasons given by the Hashbeit, this is the Hagos Ma'ani says so, in the Song of the Ma'aseh Bezdin, the Hebrew prayer, the Allah, Allah, Gimel. Hashbeit says it again. Ain't the Ma'aseh Bezdin, as the Hagos Ma'ani says. Hashbeit says, we write the date at the beginning of a Ksuba. Regular starts to write the date at the end. The end. Why the end? Because you're afraid to get into a fight and delays, and they will be too early. But at Ksuba, they weren't afraid to get into a fight. I hope not. And therefore, if you have Anan Sadi, it can be misinterpreted that you're only an error on the date, not on the actual document itself. That's why Anan Sadi should not be written in our Ksubas. My last point for today is that the words in the Ksuba, Heveli Li'in, to be my wife, doesn't mean that he's marrying her. He hasn't done it yet. He would have said, "I am Precious Lee." It's a Hakdama. The rest of Usher Weiss against Rosh Lema Zalman. It's just a Hakdama. If they plan to marry her into me, the school is not even contentious in this particular case. Rabbos said they'd be coming attractions for Sunday Shir. Sunday, I hope to be there live in person with the Sem. The Shir is going to be a little bit of Ede Mesira on Exuba, a very fascinating a topic. We're going to discuss the question of hanging the Ksuba on the wall. Is that a good idea? Or is that a bad idea? And then we'll discuss with the Shem after that what happened in a situation where there is a good Ksuba, but she thinks it's bad, or is a bad Ksuba and she thinks it is good. These are all very complicated questions. Then we have, what happens if the Ksuba gets lost? What right do you have to write? We'll be there on Sunday, regular time, in person, Siyata Mishmaya. Thank you for Skyping and thank you for listening. I wish everybody Shabbos.
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 Thank you.
Oh, my.
Just. Yeah, I think
it's. Skype
was the end. Siyata Mishmaya.
Is
this it?
Huh?
Is this it?
It's just like a general thing.
There's a picture of them with their bag on the table. Ooh, Yeshiva Haratzion.
Yeah,
I didn't realize he was there. I'm friends with Yeshiva Haratzion.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Look. Mordechai Gilbert.
What do you see? That's me.
No. It says Mordechai Gilbert.
What do you... What?
Those are called... Oh, fine. Haratzion. I've got a friend Haratzion. Good friends. It's the most lamest yeshiva ever.